State Natural Resources officials are working on a plan that aims to wipe out invasive species in West Virginia. When we talk about invasive species in West Virginia, we're talking about everything from feral cats and hogs to gypsy moths to viral hemorrhagic septicemia, or VHS, a highly contagious fish pathogen. These alien species, which cause economic or environmental harm or harm to human health, are outlined in the 2014 draft West Virginia Invasive Species Strategic Plan. It's a voluntary environmental guideline. Conservation planner with the West Virginia DNR, Whitney Bailey, explains, while there are several invasive species management plans throughout the state, this is the first statewide encompassing plan of its kind.
The West Virginia Invasive Species Strategic Plan is designed to provide a conceptual and organizational framework for all agencies and organizations in West Virginia who deal with invasive species to move forward on the same page. And it helps align local efforts with federal guidelines, federal priorities, et cetera, and with what other states and regional efforts are doing.
Bailey says this framework is already enabling organizations to collaborate. The Potomac Highlands Cooperative Weed and Pest Management Area and the Division of Highways sat down to talk about how to manage the especially aggressive invasive plant called Japanese knotweed.
So we were able to partner with them and give them technical expertise and control recommendations, and then they were able to give us access to lands along the highway where control measures could be implemented more effectively.
The draft plan points out that there are more than 450 invasive non-native insect pests living in the state. A handful are well-known, like the gypsy moth, emerald ash borer, hemlock woolly adelgid, and especially hard to miss these days, the brown marmorated stink bug. Fights against pathogens and threats to aquatic species are also active and ongoing. And of course, there are invasive plant species. It's daunting. But Bailey explains what's more daunting is where we would be if we did nothing. Right now, we live in one of the most biodiverse regions of North America. Bailey likens our understanding of biodiversity to our understanding of DNA. We recognize all the parts, she says, but we're only just beginning to understand the roles each element plays. Bailey says our wild and wonderful home affords us protections we don't fully appreciate, and invasive species threaten that diversity.
A lot of these invasive plants really decrease biodiversity, which in turn decreases the quality of the habitat for all the organisms that depend on it. You know, I liken it to, you know, you grow up in a neighborhood with, you know, Kroger and Walmart and all these big, you know, shopping centers and grocery stores, and then you wake up one day and there's nothing but 7-Eleven. So it's like, you know, yeah, there's some resources there, but you'll die of malnutrition.
According to the draft of the Invasive Species Strategic Plan, annual losses due to invasive species in the U.S. have been estimated at over $127 billion. This amount includes damages to crops and pastures, forest losses, damage from insect and other invertebrate pests, human diseases, control costs, and even loss of residential value. It affects everyone. That's why the DNR is looking for input from everyone. Citizen groups, watershed societies, land trusts, hunters, farmers. All feedback is welcome. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.